morning. Today's topic is going to be a continuation of my Friday night sicha about Tov Shabarofim L'Gehenim, that the best of the doctors are going to Gehenim, and we had a different... So we have a few different interpretations of what that meant. So today we're going to discuss whether or not a patient allowed to go see a doctor even, and whether doctors are actually allowed to heal, cure, and practice. So it starts off in the pasuk in this week's parsha, this past week's parsha. When it comes to a person being mazik, somebody else, he pays five devarim, chamisha devarim, he pays five different things, nezek, tar, boshet, and so on. And the pasuk says, rapo yirape, one of the things that he pays is refuah, which Rashi explains to mean yishalim schar harofa. You have to pay the medical costs for the damage that you cause, you have to pay the doctor. So the very line of Rashi that you have to pay the doctor has a certain implication that sounds like it's mutter then for a rofe to heal. Otherwise, what would you be paying for? So that appears in the Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara in Brachos. Number three has the Gemara in Brachos I brought. That Amar Hainu Dir Vacha. This is exactly who's Rav Acha. The Amar Rav Acha, Hanichnas Lahakiz Dam. A person went in to have bloodletting, which was some type of refuah that was done back then. And he would say, Hanichnas Lahakiz Dam Omer, Yehi Ratzon, Milfonecha Hashem Elokai Sheyehei, Esek Zeh Li Lirefuah. This involvement that I'm about to be involved in, it should be for a refuah for me, v'tir pa'eni, and it should heal me. Kikel rofe nemanata v'rafascha emes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate healer, he's the ultimate rofe. And that was the bracha, that was the tefillah that he would say prior to going to be makizdam. What was his reason? This was not the proper practice, this was not the way of people, but it became the minog. So what does that mean? Hold your place in the Gemara. Let's just look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi says in number four, "Shein darchon l'shel bnei adam." This was not the way of people. Kolomar lo hayel lahem. They should not have lasok b'rufuos ela levakish rachmim. What this means is, Rav Acha says that people should not have been engaged at all in any refuah. They should have davened. There's two ways of getting healthy. It's either davening to Hashem or going to the doctor. Someone told me just last week his son got a cut. So his father said it was on Shabbos, they couldn't do anything about this. So he said, Daven Tashem, things are going to be better. So after Shabbos, they took him to the doctor. He said, why am I going to the doctor? Now I already Daven Tashem, I don't need to. So Rashi says that it's all, you should really, what should have been done, Ein Darchan Shel Bnei Adam, a person should not have practiced medicine. They should have davened. But the minhag became that way to go to the doctor's anyway. El Shenahogu. But it sounds like that minhag was very much Bidyeved. The way Rashi is presenting Rav Acha is, it sounds like it's usher. Shelo hayolahem, they should not have. It's usher to go to a doctor. It's usher for a doctor to practice. It became the minog, and we have to understand where that minog, why it became that way, and why that would be a heter. But it's very much bidyeved, according to Rav Acha. But then comes along Abaye in the Gemara, back to number three. Lo lema inishachi, person should not say this. Don't say such a tefillah. Don't rely on Rav Acha. We hold very differently than Rav Acha. Detani debei Rabbi Yishmael. V'rapo yirapei our pasuk, mikan shenitna rishus lerofe lerapos. The very fact that the Torah tells us that you have to pay the medical costs when you damage someone, that implies that it's mutter, therefore, for a doctor to practice. So Rashi has no comments on there. But it's also noteworthy, so not only does Rabbi Yishmael say, it's not aser, it's mutter. But he doesn't say it's a mitzvah, he doesn't say it's a chiv, he says it's mutter. So the debate, according to Rashi, is it aser to be a doctor? Or is it mutter to be a doctor? We don't know about a mitzvah, we don't know about a chiv, but that's the machlokas according to Rashi. So very, very interesting Rashi. Now Rashi, we're going to see, is very much l'shitaso in several places, that he seems to downplay the role of a doctor, that a doctor should be practicing. And one example is the Gemara in Sanhedrin number 5. Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions the word rofe in some other context. And if I were to interpret, I'm sure if you look in the article, they probably say rofe means a doctor. So Rashi feels the need for some reason to say a rofe means la multinokos, a mole. The rofe there he has to change doesn't mean what we typically understand to be a rofe, because he doesn't acknowledge a rofe being a rofe. He seems to be going like Rav Acha that a rofe is very much bidyevit. It's also to be a doctor, it's also to practice medicine. And Shinogu, they were nohig to go to the doctors. So therefore, if the Gemara in that context is talking about something positive, so Rashi says, what does rofe mean? It has to be something else. It's a mole. A mole is a doctor, a surgeon. Some mole, actually, you could give you insurance. They'll take insurance, and you could pay through the insurance to get your surgery done, even though it's outside the hospital. So they have a din of a doctor, some of them. It's probably insulting to some doctors, but they do have a din of a doctor. The health insurance does go through with them.
I think only if it's not done on the eighth day.
No, I've paid for two of my three sons. It was on the eighth day, and they went through the insurance. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we see Rashi Lishitaso all over how he seems to downplay the role of a doctor. Ramban, who himself was a doctor, of course, a well-known doctor, Ramban says, surprisingly, in the Parsha Pechukosa in the Klala, talks about the various Klalos. He talks about, right in the beginning of number 6, HaKlal, Kibiyos Yisrael Shleimim Ve'Rabim, when Klal Yisrael is full, complete, large, when they're in a place of success, Lo Yisnaheg Inyanam B'Teva Klal. They don't have to be involved in any form of nature, science, Lo Begufam, they don't have to take care of the bodies, Lo Be'artam, not, they don't have to take care of the land, Lo Bechlalam, not at all, Lo Be'yachin, not as a tzibor, not as a yachin, Ki Yivarech Hashem Lachman U'meimehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless the bread they eat, the water they drink, everything's going to be full of bracha. Very, very little amelus needed on their part. The Yasser Machlam Ikirbam, he'll remove any disease and illness from them. Sit back and just enjoy. Ad shlo yitzdarchu l'rofei ulishtamer b'derech midarchei refuos klal. And there'll be no need for doctors, there'll be no need for refuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of them. That's when everything is fine and well, when Klal Yisrael is following the right path. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem rovecha," Hashem is the rofei. He's the ultimate doctor. There's no need at all to be going to regular doctors. But then he says, we're not always zocha to such levels. We're not always going to be shalim. We're not always going to be rabim. And then if you go later on where I have the bold here, that's when the Gemara says, v'hu mamrim v'rachos daf samech, she'ein darcham shebnei adam b'rifuos el shenagu. So what does that mean? Ilu lo haya darcham b'rifuos yichla adam. If there were no refuah, if there was no medicine, people would get sick. Kifi asher yihel lav onesh cheto. A person does something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a patch. He gives them an onesh. That onesh is going to be a disease, a bacteria, a virus. So onesh chato v'yishrape b'rasan Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to heal them, if they do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that. So sickness is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, schar and onesh. Person gets punished through a disease and he gets healed through doing tshuva. Avalheim nagu b'rufuos v'Hashem hanicham l'mikre tivam. So yet, nonetheless, the doctors created a whole science, all these medicines, which worked, which is part of nature, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to go through. But the ideal was that there should be no refuah. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take control. If a person does something wrong, you'll get a disease, you'll get a bacteria. And if they do something right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove that. But b'di'eved, somehow the doctors were able to tap into the science, they were able to tap into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and extract certain medications and practice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu let it be. He gave them that right, that strength to figure out how refuah works. So that's what he says the next pasuk. So how do we understand the next line of Rapo Yarpe means it's Nitna Rishus L'Rofe? So while Rashi thought it was a machlokis, Rav Acha versus Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Acha thought it was Aser, Rabbi Shmuel thought it was Mutter, Ramban thinks it actually talks about two different stages. There's no machlokis. There are two different time periods. Rav Acha, when he says it was Aser, that was when they were relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were relying on Nevuah. They didn't need any refuah. But comes along Rabbi Shmuel, he's talking about a different stage in history. There's not a machlokas here. When times have changed, says the Ramban, Rapo Yerpe Mikancha Nitna Rishis L'Rofi L'Rafos, so it means, it's Lo Amusha Nitna Rishis L'Chola L'Hishrapes. It doesn't mean that the one who's sick, is allowed to get healed. Ela Kaven Shechola Chole, since a person gets sick, Ubal Lishrapos, and he wants to become healed, Kinog Berfus, he's going to be involved and engaged in medicine, Huloya Madas Hashem Yishechelkim B'chayim, Ein L'Rofei L'Isser Asma Berfuaso. So he says there's no machlokas here. It's stages. Rav Acha is talking about what it should have been, the ideal. It should be Asr to be Refuah. It should Asr to be a Rofei, Asr to be engaged in medications and medicine. But then since Nagu, the way they worked in the world, they started being involved in medicine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now once we have such a new science of medicine out there, I'm not going to say it's Asr, it's Mutter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll say it's Mutter to be involved in Refuah. But even according to Ramban, it sounds very much B'dieved. It just says that's the way the world went, so we'll let it be. There's no machlokas between Rav Acha and Bishmael. It's about different stages in history. Yeah.
So when the top line of the Ramban where he says, Lo yisnag and yonam b'teva klal, it'll be like a miraculous existence.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second to bottom line, he says, Ki atar lo tismach dine alanisim.
Very, very, very good point. So I guess the point would be,
it's different stages?
It sounds like different stages in history. it sounds like earlier we were able to be Somech on Nisim. We trust. It wasn't even Nisim. For us, there was such emun and bitachon, it wasn't considered nice for them. It was so such a given. Over the course of time, we've lost that emunah, we lost the bitachon, and it would be considered relying on a nes had we just sat back and done nothing. Las lava, what he's telling us is las lava when Mashiach comes, we'll have that same emunah, we'll have that same bitachon, and we won't need doctors anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take everything, and there'll be no need for medicine.
Isn't that a little bit like taras? The taras, there's a procedure there, but there's no refuah that you give for the person that has taras. I mean, he does tshuva and he's healed. When Cohen says you have taras, you have
tzomach. That's a great model.
That seems to be the ideal or what the Ramban is saying. That's not teva.
Right. I guess maybe for that reason, that's why taras doesn't exist anymore. But since we're no longer working in that world of nisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's in the world of teva. Taras has no place anymore. That's a very good point. Okay. So that's the first two explanations of that Gemara. Again, Rashi thinks it's machlokes between the two opinions of Acha, Rabbi Shmo, whether it's Usher or Mutter. Ramban thinks it's actually no machlokes. It's depending on the history. It used to be like Rav Acha, where we davened only, and now we live in a time where it's Rabbi Shmo, where we actually are allowed to, and it's Usher to not go to a doctor, where you're supposed to go to the doctor when you need to go to the doctor. So it's not a machlokes. It's about different time periods. The Ibn Ezra, number 7, the top of page 2, he doesn't explain this machlokas, this gemara, but maybe you could apply it to this. He says an interesting distinction he makes. He says that when it comes to rapo yarpe, that it's mutter to practice medicine, that's only with respect to external wounds, external illnesses. A person has a cut on the outside. That's where it's mutter. When it comes to something internal to the organs, perhaps even a virus, bacteria would also lechor be something bifnim, that is actually not permitted. And the Avnei Nezer takes this Ibn Ezra and says, not only is it not part of the Rishus, but it's actually usur for a person to be machmir and engage in internal medicine, viruses, bacteria, internal organs. It's actually usur according to the Avnei Nezer. No one really holds this way, but it's an interesting distinction he makes anyways, versus the external, something you could see that's part of Teva, something that you can't see, which is internal, is not so much part of Teva, that's more Nisim in their world at least. Nowadays, of course, we're able to see inside x-rays and MRIs and stuff. It all becomes external almost. But that was an interesting distinction that Ibn Ezra makes. And maybe that's how you could suggest the machlokas of Acha versus Rabbi Shmuel is as follows. Rabbi Acha thinks it's referring to the internal medicine, which might be usur. Rabbi Shmuel is referring to the external cuts. External injuries might be mutter. Just a suggestion. I don't know. Thought it'd be interesting to share that with you. Interesting distinction between the internal versus the external.
And he's basing that on because the pasuk that this comes on is where the person's wounding somebody from outside.
Exactly. A guy punched another guy in the face. That's the external cut. That's the source of the heter. Limited only to external as opposed to internal. Very good.
He's implying in a sense that when it comes to, let's say x-rays, that it would require a nes nigla to really change something. Let's say it's a broken limb, or a broken rib or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do it, then it doesn't require, it just requires a nes nister to get, to make it better. But once you expose it, then,
it becomes, exposed now.
It becomes hard to, perform that nace. It would, require a change in toe, in a sense.
Right.
There's an interesting backup for that. What he just said is that, I don't remember where this is from, but when you're doing it says not to check your money very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The Gemara Bava Metzia, yeah.
So it says don't check, because if you checked exactly, then you're not leaving that opening right now to have something.
It's a very good point.
Happen, right?
Yeah, very right. Exactly. If you count, once you count how many apples you have, exactly. There's no room for bracha anymore because you already decided.
Well, it's not bracha. It's that nace that, but it's that nigla nister type of.
It's a very, very interesting model. Yeah. You had a question. How Kassas Dami you were going to ask about?
I'm saying that model is did they understand what it was even doing, or it was more like.
I'm not sure. I think they, by their use of HaKasas Dam, they thought by draining the blood, it's going to drain whatever illness was there. That's my understanding.
That's
anemia. Right. L'chor would be, yeah. Yeah, so that's why Rav Ach said it would be usur by only the pneumia, yeah.
With much of the
Hafkmir, there's
something.
Yeah. Avinazer is saying there, yeah. It's certainly mutter to be machmir and not to refuah.
Deny yourself the help.
Right.
But that's not saying it's
so true. No, so the next line he says, let's read it together. Not only is it mutter to be machmir, it's iser yesh l'rafos asmo b'choli shebifnim. Not only is it mutter to refuse any internal, it's actually usur to accept any internal medicine. That's what the Avodah Zarah writes. Now, we don't hold this way. Don't get nervous, anyone. But this is an interesting sheet out there of the range of opinions in medicine.
As far as Hakosas Dam, is there any opinion as we go through that with more and more modern medicine, there are more things that actually can be done? In those days, it was more magical, and maybe it didn't help anyway, so why would you rely on something that is not really going to help?
Right, so I haven't seen...
Thank God Hashem has given us
right. So not about Hakasas Dam in particular. We'll see that there was this called Sefer Refuah that had a list of different medicines. Exactly. So we'll get to that a little bit. Not Hakasas Dam in particular, but there will be other applications how things may be changed a little bit from then versus now. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Beis Yosef presents this discussion, number 9, he writes, Nisna Torah Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos. There's a Rishus for a doctor to practice. Umitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. So he calls it a reshus and he calls it a mitzvah. Now we've only seen reshus and aser right now. We haven't seen mitzvah just yet. He calls it a mitzvah. Now Taz is bothered by this. He says, well, is it a reshus or is it a mitzvah? Now we wouldn't be so bothered by this because we know there are many mitzvahs that are reshus. So tzitzis, for example, talis is a reshus. Tefillin is a chova. Tzitzis is a reshus. If I happen to have a four-banded garment, so that's a mitzvah. But only if I happen to have one, that's a reshus. Shchita, it's a reshus. I don't have to have meat. If I want to have meat, I need to shechta the right way. So that's a mekayim mitzvah, but that's a reshus. It's not a chiv. So the fact that he calls it a reshus and a mitzvah, it's not such a problem. But Taz was bothered by this, and he says, how could it be both reshus and a mitzvah? They're two different levels. Reshus is not a mitzvah. I'm allowed to. A mitzvah means I'm supposed to. So Taz writes in number 10. We read the bold. He says, Dirfua ha'amitis hi'api bakashas rachmim dimshimaya. You know the best way to get refuah is by davening. That's the ideal way to daven. Ella, I'm jumping to the bold also. She'ein ha'adam zochel chach. Not everyone is zocha to getting refuah through the means of davening. We're not at the right level, or davening is not as much kavana as we're supposed to. And nasan refuah ayde teva harefuos v'zeu nisines reshus. So because certain people were not zocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed the doctors to figure out the science of medicine and to practice. The Chaven, now once there's a Rishus, Shekvar Ba'adam Lidekach, so now man needs medicine. So Yesh Chiv Al Harofe Lasas Refuah. So now it becomes a mitzvah, or what he calls a Chiv, for a doctor to practice. So he's saying also, in terms of different stages, like the Ramban. Initially, like the Ramban says, you shouldn't have went to a doctor shouldn't practice, you should just rely on davening. But now that we've already lost, not because our own faith, we became less, you know, reliant on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we didn't have as many zechuyos anymore. We weren't as good people, and our zechus wasn't able to give an effective tefillah. So then we had to rely on practicing medicine. So that practicing of medicine became not only a mitzvah, but it became a chiv according to the Taz. And that's how the Taz actually explains the Gemara. He goes on to say, that's the Gemara in Brachos. Rav Acha was talking about the ideal person. The ideal person should only daven. And even Bizman Hazeh, the person should daven. That's how a person should get refuah. Abai says, no. Nowadays, I agree to you, Rav Acha, back then, that was the way to practice, davening to Hashem. Nowadays, we don't have the zechuyos anymore. We're not as great people. Our davenings are not effective. So now we are supposed to rely on actual doctors.
It sounds like the Taz is saying that the reshus is on the chola to go, but the chiyuv, the mitzvah part, is on the doctor to heal. It's not the reshus and chola both on the chola.
I agree the chiv is on the rofe, but I don't know if the reshus is only on the patient as opposed to the doctor. He just says more, you know.
Well, but some of the doctor, obviously if he has a chiv, then there's a reshus implied in that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of the mitzvah to go, really the mitzvah is you get sick, you got a daven to
Hashem.
You don't have enough zechuyos, so I give you permission, you can go to the doctor.
And once
but
he has the reshus.
Your mitzvah really, you should be davening and try to work that out and have the zechus to have it straight from the Baruch Hu. You can't do that, you don't have enough zechusim. So now you go to the doctor, you have reshus, so that the doctor now has a mitzvah because you're in front of him, so...
So the question becomes, so now when the patient's busy davening and his davening isn't being answered, at that point, does he have a reshus, does he have a chiv to go heal himself from the doctor? So you're saying it's not implied here from the Taz. The implication is only if he makes that decision, I'm willing to go to the doctor, which is not a chiv.
Right.
Once he makes that decision, the doctor has to actually practice because the doctor has the chiv. Okay, I hear that.
If it's b'chlal b'kuach nefesh, you have both sides as the chiyuv. A doctor can take a car to the hospital on Shabbos, and so can the patient.
Right. So one becomes a dangerous situation, so p'kuach nefesh maybe comes into play, and then it becomes a chiyuv to go to the doctor and for the doctor to practice and to cure him. Okay, so we basically have a nice range of what exactly is, if there's a heter. Rashi said in the beginning it's usher to go to a doctor, it's usher for a doctor to practice. We add it's a rishus, it's mutter. We have a lashon of a mitzvah. We have a lashon of a chiyuv. We have a whole range of what a practicing medicine is, whether it's usher, mutter, mitzvah, or chiyuv. And the way the Taz comes out is it's a rishus along with a mitzvah slash chiyuv. One should go to the doctor, and a doctor should practice. What is the source, though? What's the makor? If it's really a mitzvah, what's the source in the Torah that practicing medicine, in fact, is a mitzvah? So we already saw the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samech, which quoted the pasuk from last week's parsha, yesterday's parsha, Rapo Yarpe, that there's a heter built into the pasuk, Rapo Yarpe, that implies it's mutter to practice medicine. That's one source. There's another source brought down in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel. This is source number 12. The Gemara says in the bottom of number 2 here, Minayin leroes chaveru shehu tovea b'nahar. Let's say you see a guy drowning out at sea. Ochaya goroso, or an animal's attacking him. O listin vonalov, or a gang is attacking the individual. How do you know shu chayv latzilo, that I'm supposed to save him if I'm able to save him? How do I know? Tamalomar lo samod al dam reacha. I can't stand there watching my friend's blood be spilled. I have to step up and help him out. Wait a second, is lo samod the source of saving a friend in danger? Mehasam nafka, it's learned from another pasuk, avedas gufo minayin. How do I know if a person's body is being lost? Not only his object, but his body is also being lost. Also this week's parsha, tamalomar vashevo salo, I need to return his body back to himself. His body's being lost, he's dying, he's drowning at sea, I need to return him. So I have two different psukim saying I need to save a person who's in great danger. So why the need for both psukim? See, Mehasim, had I only had that pasuk, I would have thought, Hani Mili Benafshe, I have to save him whatever I'm capable of doing on my own. About Mitrach Migra Aguri, to hire someone out, the professional scuba diver, Coast Guard, someone I could hire, maybe I won't have to spend my own money to save him. Emelo, Kamash Blon, I have to try with my own self, and if I can't, I need to use money to hire someone to save the individual. So this is talking about a person who's not sick, but a person who's in great danger. So we're going to see, maybe we'll say this outside a little bit, that there is a discussion, does this also apply to refuah? So I want to go through this all, let's go through it inside, why not? Let's jump to number 14 for a second, the Marsha. He says, by the way, so right now we have saving a person, there's a mitzvah saseh of hashavas aveda, to return him back to himself, and there's a lo saseh, lo samod adam reacha. The Marsha says there's actually another lav here as well. When it comes to any situation about Shavas Aveda, if I look the other way, what isser am I involved in? Right, lo sucha al isalim. I can't turn away. So that every Shavas Aveda has an aseh and a lo saseh. So the Marsha says, don't forget, there's also another lav there as well if I don't help the guy. Shavas Aveda, lo sucha al isalim, and there's also lo samod al damriyacha. So that's about a person who's in danger. We haven't brought this yet to refuah. So there's a Gemara in Nedarim. Nedarim says, number 15, the Mishnah Nedarim. Let's say a person took a neder. Let's say I'm a doctor. Hamudah hana michavero v'nichnas lebakro. I make a neder that you guys can't get any hana from me. And let's say the person becomes sick. I take a neder, Ruven can't get hana from me. Ruven gets sick. I could go visit him. I could stand, Omeid avalo yoshev. I can't sit on his property. I don't want to get involved in that. That's a whole discussion about Bikur Cholim. But I could be merapeu berufus hanefesh. I could heal him. If I'm a doctor, I could give him a cure, a medicine. Avalo rufuas mamun. I cannot heal his animal. What's the need? What's the distinction? So the Gemara ends up explaining that rufuas nefesh means he himself is sick. I can do that. And rufuas mamun means his animal sick. I cannot do that. So what's the reason? So they explain that there's a mitzvah here. What's the mitzvah of saving himself? So all the Rishonim talk about the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. When the guy is sick, it's also, when you're doing refuah, it's also a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So when it comes to the world of Hashavas Aveda, when a guy loses his wallet, he loses an animal, I return it, I'm a kai mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. When a guy is drowning at sea or he's in danger, that's Hashavas Aveda. The Rishonim say, you know a third application of Hashavas Aveda? If the guy himself is sick and the doctor brings him back to life or make him full capacity, that's also a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. So we see another application of Rapo Yirapé is one source of healing. HaShavas Aveda and perhaps Lo Samu Adam Riecha and Lo Sucha L'Salim, all those psukim, might be another set of sources for healing somebody. The Gemara, also, the Rishonim talk about here also, let's say the animal's sick. Isn't that also HaShavas Aveda? The animal's dying. I'm the veterinarian. I make the animal better. That should also be HaShavas Aveda. So it's a fascinating discussion. We have time at the end, which I don't know if we will have. Machlokas Ran versus Rabbi Kivi Eger, whether or not that's a Shabbos Aveda. When I think the machlokas, I don't want to get involved. It's got a lot of cheshbonos here, but the basic idea, what I think they're arguing about is as follows. HaShabbos Aveda, according to the Ran, is a fascinating chiddush. HaShabbos Aveda, why isn't that Hana? When I do a HaShabbos Aveda, I return you the object, you're getting Hana. So based on the Gemara, the Ran says, that's not Hana. Reuven owns this wallet. Wherever this wallet is in the world, it's his. He just doesn't know where it is. When I return it, and I pick it up, I'm what's called in the Gemara, Mavriach Ari. I'm chasing away the line. So, another example. I'll put this up, bring this full circle in just a moment. I'm allowed to pay Reuven's debt. Reuven owes the mortgage. He can't pay the mortgage. I can pay the bank, even though he can't get Hana from me. If I'm paying his debt, isn't that Hana? Says the Gemara. The Gemara itself says, no. That's not Hana. I'm just getting the bank off his back. I'm getting rid of the evil. I'm getting rid of the bank. I'm not calling banks evil. Sorry, no banks are evil here. But I'm getting rid of the bank. The bank's out of the picture. That's not positive Hana. That's removing something negative from him. That's a Mefurish Gemara. I could pay his debt. Says the Ran, the same thing. When I return an Aveda to a person, he explains that also I'm protecting it from something bad happening, from someone damaging it, someone stealing it. I'm not returning it to him. He always had it. It was always his. That's not creating Hana, it's preventing anything negative from happening, anything bad. That's Mavriach Ari. So says the Ran, the same thing. When an animal is sick, I'm Mavriach Ari, I'm chasing something bad from happening. Rabbi Kivager says, what do you mean? When someone's sick, I'm giving him medicine, I'm making the animal stronger, I'm fattening him up. That's creating Hana, that's something positive. So I think what the Machlokas is as follows. How do you view Refuah? Is Refuah viewed as removing the bacteria, removing the virus, and is Mavriach Ari, or is it considered giving the animal strength and giving proper medicine to eat the proper food and strengthen himself up and fattening up the animal? So I think the Ran thinks it's Mavriach Ari, it's removing the virus, removing the bacteria, and therefore it's no different than any other Hashavas Aveda, that I'm removing the bad from happening to it. But Rabbi Kivager, I believe, thinks that by giving an animal medicine and curing him, that's strengthening him, building him up. Interesting. That's interesting. So I guess for some reason the Rishonim and Achronim do not bring the relevance of Tzar Bali Chaim in this discussion. Let's say the animal is
different than a wallet. The wallet you're not curing.
Right. But still, that should be another consideration when healing an animal. Tzar Bali Chaim should be a relevant factor. Let's say the animal is sick, but he's not going through any pain. So let's neutralize Tzar Bali Chaim. So then you could talk about this discussion. But let's say there's another factor. The animal's in a tremendous amount of pain. So then maybe everyone would agree that that would be a mitzvah of healing the animal in that case. Maybe. I didn't see it addressed for some reason.
Tzar Bali Chaim is bepoel causing a tzar to an animal. That's what the rest of the Gemara in Shabbos.
Yeah, so but also removing. About. But also removing if the animal has a heavy load on the back. Also preventing Tzar Bali Chaim. Gemara Shabbos there also talks about that. Okay, let's go further now. Let's go now to page number 4, the top of page 4. So again, just to review, we have a number of different psukim, number of different sources to refuah, rapo yirapé, hashavas aveda, losa adam adam reacha. So there's a fascinating tosis in Baba Kama, pehayim and alf. This is number 21, the top of page 4. He asks the question, why do you need two words, rapo and yirapé? Why the double lashon? Just say rapo. Says Tosos, Im Tomar v'ha mirape l'chudei shmeinalei. Had the word rapo appeared, that would have been enough to tell me and to teach me that rafu is permitted. Why rapo yirape? So this is a fascinating Tosos. Yeshlomer dehu dehava mina honey mile makebi the adam. I would have thought if I had one word rapé alone, I would have thought that healing a person from a makebi the adam, that would be permitted. Reuven hit Shimon. Shimon needs stitches, so I could heal Shimon. I could stitch him up. Aval chalei hababi de shemayim. If the guy gets a bacteria or a virus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, kishmerape nir kisoser gzeres melech. Now I'm getting in the way here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to punish the guy. The guy has a disease, and I'm intervening here. I'm trying to get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzera. That would be usher. Comes the word rapo yirape. Not only can I do rapo on the make bidadam, but yirape also on make bidei shemayim is also permitted. So now you have to raise the question: how do you view this kamash milan in general? Whenever there's a havamina and that's rejected, there are always two ways to learn the kamash milan. So initially, the havamina was by me being the doctor healing a bidei shemayim make, that would be soser gzeres melech. That's usher. Kamash milan, it's mutter. What's the kamash milan? What's the two ways to read the kamash milan? Either that means still nonetheless, even though I am being soser gzeres melech, it's mutter. We're being docha the gzeres melech, but I'm allowed to do it anyways. Or what's the other way to view this?
Not gzeres melech,
that is it. Not only is not that way. That could be interesting. Maybe that's a third way, I guess. It's not even gzeres melech. It just happens to be teva. It wasn't a gzera. That's how things happen. It's not called soser gzeres melech. A doctor is in essence a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The doctor, having the knowledge, having the koach, having the ability to cure, he's a shliach of Hashem. It's not considered soser. He's acting as a shliach of Hashem. It's not being soser. The havamin is, who are you, the doctor, to come and intervene? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzera. You can't come get rid of that gzera. Kamashma, no, he's not being soser. He actually is serving out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus. And there are a number of rayas and sources for this concept. The doctor, in fact, is a shliach of Hashem. So that's why it might be mutter, according to the Tosos. Now, he doesn't say which way. I think all two. Now, I think the third approach might be very interesting also. They're all possible readings of this Tosfos.
The second Kamash one is really saying that there wasn't Havamina.
Exactly.
So, maybe this is a teretz that it could be this way, because I was thinking, how come you don't see this whole chakira by Anias? Someone's poor. There's no, I haven't seen, there's no heter for tzedakah. Why is there no heter for tzedakah? It should be the same thing. The guy got a pach from Hashem, he's a zeres melech, and why are you allowed to give him money? You know, I don't know if you've seen anything.
Right.
But if you don't see it like that means there's really no havamina to say you shouldn't help another year for whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's a very good point, which strengthens the second reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear. Right. Right, that's true. That is true. But even though it can be cured, it still could be a question, are you supposed to, are you allowed to intervene when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decision?
But
so you're saying,
he keeps doing
right,
what he's doing wrong,
right.
He can,
so the doctor's, his medication may be ineffective because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put the block there and put up the wall. Fair enough. Okay, now the interesting Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yudam and Beis, mentioned before, the Sefer HaRefuos. The Gemara says that there were six things, this is number 23, that there were six things that Chizkiah HaMelech did, three of which the Chacham agreed to, and three of which they were very much against. The first thing the Gemara lists is, Gonaz Sefer Refuos V'Hodulo. Chizkiah HaMelech took a Sefer of Refuos, lists of all these different medications, and he hid them. He hid the Sefer Refuos, and the Chacham were very, very happy that he did this. So according to Rashi, this all makes a lot of sense. We saw Rashi a few places already. Because he didn't want them to rely on refuah, he wanted them to daven to Hashem instead. So for that reason, they hid Chizkiah HaMelech hid the Sefer Refuos. And that's Rashi, what we saw later on in Brachos, that says that a doctor is really very much b'dieved. He should be davening to Hashem instead of going to a doctor. And based on this, Rav Moshe has a very interesting diak about even Rashi, who holds, why do you have to daven? Who says you should daven? Maybe tefillah is only midirabanan. So says Rav Moshe, even those who hold that tefillah in general is midirbanan, b'mokum tsar, b'eis tsara, then becomes a deraisa. So Rashi wanted people to be mekayim mitzvah, his understanding was that Chizkiah HaMelech really wanted to have people mekayim tefillah deraisa. So take away the Sefer Refuos, take away all the medication, let people really struggle and be humbled and rely on Hashem, and then tefillah will be b'tarasa deraisa. That's Rav Moshe's hara on this Rashi. But we see Rashi here, and Rashi in Pesachim and elsewhere, says that the Sefer Refuos was a book of medicines that they hid. And we should not rely on medications. We should daven instead. And the Chacham were moda to Chizkiah HaMelech. The Rambam in his Perish Mishnah's son Pesachim, who himself was also a doctor like the Ramban, was very much against this. I didn't cut the first half. He goes out against, he doesn't quote Rashi, but he goes against those who interpret Sefer Fools like we just did. That becomes a book of medicine. He says those are people are completely wrong. It doesn't make any sense. Asks Shlomo Yonos question. Wait a second. If a guy's starving, maybe you shouldn't give him bread. Hide the bread from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be starving, wants him to be an ani. Hide the bread. Hide the money from him. We obviously don't say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Sefer Fools, a book of medicine, in order to help people out. So the Rambam says, what does it mean Sefer Fools here? It was a whole book of refuos that were usher. Whatever those means. Whatever type of medicine that is. But, I don't know, witchcraft. It was a whole book of medication that was usher. That's what he hid. Because you're not allowed to use those. The question is, so why was it written in the first place? He says, he quotes Gemara, that because you're allowed to learn Avodah Zarah in order to understand, but not to practice it, of course. So there's this whole book of Sefer Refuos to understand all this alternative medicine that was usher. To just know about it and learn about it, but not to actually use it. People started using it, so Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid it. But that was all the refuos that were actually usher. The refuos that are mutter, those are still available. You can't hide that. You have to use that. And therefore the Rambam says, very much against Rashi, you're supposed to use medicine, you're supposed to use the safer refuos, you're supposed to learn about all these things. So that's a big machlokas. Rashi thinks it's usher, the Rambam thinks it's mutter. The fascinating Marashat is coming up in Daf Yomi very soon. We're going to get to, in around 10 days from today, a couple of Daf of Gittin about different medications that appear in the Gemara, which have no relevance to us nowadays. Unclear how to understand that Gemara. Did things change? Do they not know what they're talking about? Do we know not what we're talking about? So Marashat writes in number 29, Yesh lishol b'chol hani refuos haniskarim. There is room to question, what are all these Gemaras that talk about refuah? How do we deal with them? Amai kasvu rabina ravasha betamin. Why were they put in the Gemara? And the Gemara Baba Kami quotes, rather Gemara and Brachos quotes, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech hid the Sefer Refuos. So if Chizkiyahu hid the Refuos, so why is the Gemara writing the Refuos in the Gemara? I thought it was supposed to be hidden. So he said, he learned like Rambam. The Sefer Refuos, I learned like Rashi. The Sefer Refuos was a list of medications that were mutter. Rashi hid them because he wanted people to daven instead. Chizkiyahu hid them, he wanted people to daven. So why they write them in the Gemara? Because still, even Chizkiyahu understood that this was necessary to have doctors. He didn't want the Hamunam knowing about it, though. He didn't want the Tzibur knowing about it. You know, a person gets nervous nowadays. They see they have a little bump. They get nervous. They Google something. They get really nervous. Oh, no, that means there's a tumor or something. They get very nervous and excited. So they don't know what's their fools are. The doctors know everything. So the doctors, so it's kept for only the exclusive doctors to know what's really concerned, what's not. So Chizkiyahu felt that it was necessary for the doctors to know about the Sefer Refuos, but wasn't for the Hamunam to know about. So says Marsha, that was all true when we relied on Torah Shebaal Peh and everything was a Masorah. But then came a time when we started forgetting the Mishnayos, we had to write everything down. And then they were going to start forgetting all the Refuos. I mean, they can't forget the Refuos. Even Rashi, who thought person should daven, he acknowledges the fact, said the Marsha, that refuels are still necessary. He just didn't think everyone should know about them. Only the doctors who are practicing should know about the refuels. So once they started forgetting things, then there was a need to put together, write down all the refuels that appears in Gittin and elsewhere throughout Shas. So that being said, so maybe we should rely on these refuels that appear in Maseches Gittin and elsewhere. So that comes from Rabbi Kiv Eger and says, this is the halachas in Yerodea Simon Shin Lamed Vav, talks about the halachas of refuah. And he quotes in number 30, we'll stop here. Number 30 says, the Ma'aril, he quotes from the Ma'aril. Kol ha'refuos shebechol ha'talmud osir lenasis osam. You cannot test them out. You cannot use any refuah that appears in the Gemara. Why not? Didn't the Ma'arsha just say these are actual refuahs? You're allowed to rely on them. This was the refuah that Chizkiyahu hid that actually worked. So why can't we use them? Mishum de'ein adam yochol la'amod al ikarom. Person doesn't know how they work. A doctor, we were not trained how to use them properly. And v'chilo yalu b'yadam, when they don't work, yilagu v'yilagu al divrei chachamim. They're going to start making fun of all the chachamim. Look at the medication that they write in the Gemaras. It's completely false, incorrect. They're going to make fun of the chachamim. Milvah, there's only one refuah that we're allowed to rely on that appears in the Gemara. Just one. Which I think probably no longer we could use this anymore. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, Mishiyesh lo etzem v'grono, the doctors will tell us whether this really works or not anymore. A guy's choking on a bone. You know what the refuah is? Mevi me'oso min, bring that same type of bone. And Rotsalomar me'oso min etzem, he's choking on a chicken, let's say. So you take a bone from a chicken, v'yanichulo al karkado, v'yomer hachi, and you say, chad chad nachis, bala bala nachis chad chad. Some hocus pocus, I'm not making fun. And halacha shazeh, baduk, it's been tested, and it works. That's the only refuah that you're allowed to actually use that's listed in the Gemara. All the other ones, we don't know how it works, so you're not allowed to use it. They work, we just don't know how to implement them, and therefore it's asur bizman hazeh. What comes out of all this discussion, we have a few more sources we won't do right now though, but what comes out of this whole discussion is that, of course, it is mutter for a doctor, it's a chiyuv for a doctor to practice, and it's a mitzvah and a chiyuv for a patient to go to the doctor when he needs to go to the doctor. But that being said, a person should also, of course, remember where the refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not forget to daven. Okay.